No, he didn't. He's just on Facebook.
That's right. Todd German joined on Facebook, as did Kelsey Allen and Mary Sheldon. Okay, Mary, you the dog's not here today, Mary. So you can call him up. But he did tell me he might not be here, so okay. Well, we'll consider him to be, excused? So welcome to those who have joined us here on Facebook Live. Of course, those sitting here local also. I was always glad to be here again on another Thursday night. Been doing a lot of ministry stuff happening today, so we're getting a lot of prayer stuff to be lifting up and seeing what God's got going on. But our first song today is a Lauren Daigle song. Oh, good. I got a prayer request, too. So I'll definitely be writing that down. Oh, Noah joined us, too. Oh, yeah. I know what Brandon's going to do. Indeed. All right. So join us here with, we got the clickers. Thank you for Lauren Daigle's rescue.
You are not hidden. There's never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless. You have been broken, your innocence stolen. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. Send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true, I will rescue you. There is no distance, cannot be covered over and over. You're not dependent. I'll be your shelter, I'll be your armor. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS.
Thank you, Melody. Beautifully done. Who else has joined us this evening? Rich Basor has joined us. Jackie's joined us. Not to mention Noah here. Gary Wisman's on here. Kelsey, I got your prayer request written down. Coming against Lyme, this Lyme disease, garbage, kidneys, and spleen stuff. It's messing with you. It's got to stop. Gary Wisman's hanging out with us. Noah's on here. Kelsey Allen says she loves this song. And she typed that like, see, there's a delay on here too, all right? And she typed that like real early. Like, so it's probably like, name that tune. Okay, anybody old enough here to remember that TV show? Name that tune, right? I can name that tune. And they give you the clues, and you can name it in X number of notes. You probably never even heard of that, Aiden Brandon.
I've seen reruns.
Oh, you've seen Name That Tune. Kelsey must have been doing that. I'll name that tune in. She was all about that one. All right. See, this is a newer one, though. My feet are on the rock.
Yep, just like that.
You want me to sing it?
Thursday night.
I can see the clouds rolling. I can feel the winds, they try to shake me. I will not be moved. I can feel the waters rise. I can hear the howling lies that haunt me. Fear won't hold me now. My feet are on the rock. When I feel my hope about to break, I will cling to your unchanging grace. Let the waters come and the earth give way. I'll be dancing in the rain.
Stand, all other ground is sinking sand. So stomp your feet and clap your hands. Our feet are on the rock. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. So stomp your feet and clap your hands. Our feet are on the rock. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. So stomp your feet and clap your hands. Our feet are on the rock. And I feel my hope about to break. I will cling to your unchanging grace. Let the waters come and the earth give way. I'll be dancing in the rain. When I feel my hope about to break, I will cling to your unchanging grace. Let the waters come and the earth give way. I'll be dancing in the rain.
Love those fun upbeat songs. Aren't they a blast? They are a blast. Who'd we lose? Who'd we get? We got more. John Taylor's joined us. Matt Becknell's joined us. Steve Bailey. Peter Salas is on here. My artist friend Peter's on here. Mary said, okay. Here's Mary said, you should have T-Dog Rap again to put him to work. Well, actually, Mary, we do have him doing video stuff for us on Sundays now. And he would have done video here tonight if he was here. I don't see him live on here, though. He's not watching live, but we'll see what happens. Let's go through our call to worship song here, Precious Lord, which is already up there. That's good. Carrie? Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on, let me stand. I am
I am weak, I am old. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
So this is the part here on Sunday when the pastor is sharing a little prayer, blessing us. So I guess I should just do that now, right? You are loved. You are amazing. God is good. Forgiveness is real. A lot of you have been struggling with forgiveness, condemnation. That stuff is all a lie from the enemy. So I'm here to tell you that you are forgiven. Check out Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. It confirms it. Lord, lead me home.
When my way grows dear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the darkness appears and the night draws near and the day is past and gone, at the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
Amen. Amen. Who else has rolled in here with us? I see Flannoy. God bless Flannoy. Okay, Flannoy, I was on the Emmaus walk with Flannoy. I haven't seen Flannoy in a long time. Good, you could be hanging out here. And Michelle is hanging on here too. Michelle and I actually were getting into prayer earlier for a man who had had a heart attack and passed. So we were just speaking life into that man and for his family. And what do we got here? Going to the special music melody? Okay, so our special music. Did I hear something?
Yeah, you.
I heard myself.
You hit the microphone.
I thought I heard somebody say Greg. Actually, maybe it was the Lord calling me, right? We have a special here called Fighting for Me, Riley Clemens.
Thursday
card has been called. A Thursday night's practice night, and we only ran through this maybe once, twice, beginning.
Well, we didn't run through the beginning. We ran through the second page.
Let's get the tempo right.
Does that
feel better? That feels better, doesn't it? Remember, those of you who have prayer requests, type them up here. We're going to be lifting them in prayer in a bit.
Am I starting at the wrong point? That feels wrong still. We're gonna get there. Should we have made this a pre-service? Hold on. Should we have made this a pre-service?
This battle for my heart. took them from the start. You are the peace when my mind's a war. And from the start, you are the peace when my mind's a war. And
asking prayers for Brian again. He's having a reaction to chemo. Let me write that down. All right, we got David and Dave and Larry and Michael. Michael Chambers have joined us. That's neat. Hello, Michael. Okay, where are we? Just did that one. To God be the glory. That's always a fun song to sing through. Yeah, let's do this one. Let's do this one. Glory always goes to God. To God be the glory. To God be the glory, great things He hath done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice.
Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done. Great things He's taught us, great things He hath done, and great our rejoicing to Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done.
Thank you. Well, that wasn't too bad. I thought the tempo was good. Did you think it was fast? I thought it was a nice tempo. Who else? Chip is watching. Chip is joined. Chip is watching. Yeah, hey, Chip, you're getting applause from the studio audience. Okay. Okay, so Chip, Scott is asking how that percussionist. How is that percussionist? Of course, I should also share with you the other last Sunday, Scott was out. Were you eating sweets or something? I don't know what you're doing. I'm talking anyway. He wasn't here. It was after the service. And Melody and Brandon. Sorry, Brandon. These two young ones here start breaking into songs that they were doing at this wedding that we played, had the honor and privilege of playing at this past Saturday. It was a lot of fun. And they were going into Sweet Caroline. So at the wedding reception, I played drums for them. Simple, Sweet Caroline, simple stuff, okay? So Scott's not around. So I sit back there and I play the drums. And then afterwards, Scott is very kind to me. He says, you know, he says, I'm going to have to become the percussionist, and you become the drummer. And that's it. So, Chip, if you're listening, you know, da-dum-bum, right? You're
looking for property in South Carolina.
And Scott's looking for property in South Carolina now. Okay. That's what happens to percussionists. They get property in South Carolina. If you have it in front of you, I have no objections to that song. If you have it memorized. Is it still open on your tab there?
No, you don't.
Let's do Put Your Hand, then we'll do Sweet Caroline. Let's do Put Your Hand, because Karen's ready for that one.
You said that, and then...
Put your hand in the hand of a man who steals the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Every time I look into the holy book, I want to tremble. When I read about the part where the carpenter cleared the temple. For the buyers and the sellers were no different fellas than what I profess to be. And it causes me shame to know I'm not the guy I should be. Put your hand in the hand of the man who sealed the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. Your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Mama taught me how to pray before he's the age of 7. When I'm down on my knees, that's when I'm close to heaven. Daddy lived his life for his kids and for you to what you must do. But he showed me enough what it takes to get you through. Your hand in the hand of the man who steals the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. Put your hand in the hand of
the man from Galilee. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the waters. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee.
That.
Putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee.
Nice. Nice. Did you find Sweet Caroline? I bet I can. Was that after Automatic or before Automatic? It was before Automatic, wasn't it? I can't remember.
Yes.
Was it before the Wipeout stuff we did?
Yes, definitely.
There it is. It's yeah, I found it. Kiput 2. Thanks, Karen. All right, you guys are getting a bonus special here. So like I said, on Wednesday night, Melody and Brandon were singing at the wedding on Saturday. I'm looking at my days wrong. On Saturday.
Today is Thursday, Bruce?
Thank you, Bruce. Today is Thursday. So anyway, they sang a song. So cool. Did you find it, Melody?
Bass player, do the dun da 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 da.
Oh, yeah.
Not gonna happen?
I didn't play bass for a gun, that ripped right to drums.
Here, so how about this?
Scott Swamp with me. That works.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's going strong. Was it the spring? And spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd all come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me. Fill it up with only two.
Pretty much that was at the wedding, just two.
And when I heard
bonus track, Thursday night,
curtain runs off my shoulder. How can I hurt when I'm holding you? It's time never seen.
Thursday night bonus track. Okay. That's what you get when they did something the weekend before. Hey, you know what? We're showing 14 simultaneous Facebook viewers right now. That one bumped it by 3 just right there. So maybe we should just keep playing music and forget about the rest. We're going to move our way into taking some more prayer requests. Let me see if we've got anything else here. Chip says, doing just fine. You guys are sounding great. Thank you, Chip. And Judy Rambo. Judy Rambo has shared with us. She says, good singing. Who is the young lady, great voice? Judy, that is my younger daughter, Melody. Melody? Say hello to Judy.
Hello. I should have been.
Yeah, aptly named as Melody. Well, her older sister is Carolyn. So yeah, they kind of got that. Say we Caroline.
That's
yeah.
What the flub was.
Yeah,
earlier
and even though her name is Carolyn, she does like to call herself Caroline, doesn't she? At times, so
occasionally,
that's what she does. Let me switch mics here. Okay. So who else has rolled in here? I see Marianne Kelly has joined us. Pam, Brave Bender's watching. Pam, that many thanks again to Dave for letting us borrow that buck and the saw at that wedding. So at this wedding, they did a log sawing, which is really cute. The groom is from Germany, and in that part of Germany, this kind of upper and lower Germany, lower part of Germany has more of the trees than that. So it's a tradition then that they when the bride and groom leave after the wedding, before they walk into the reception, the tradition is that they cut through a log. That symbolizes the first project they've done together as husband and wife. So, of course, in America, we didn't do it before they walked in. They were already there. They're already there, but still, we did it. We did it, and it was a lot of fun. Lots and lots of fun. So let me grab some things here. Always works better if I unmute the microphone so you have a chance at hearing me here. So gosh, what is this? January 12 already? No. 11? What's the day? 10? 9? I don't even know what day it is. Thank you. January 9th. People are paying attention here. That's a good thing. It's a real good thing that they're paying attention. Somebody's got to, right? So anyway. All right, so we had some prayer requests already that rolled through. Again, for those of you watching on Facebook, and actually I forgot I got to fire this up so I can see it, because this doesn't show it to me that well. So give me just a moment to click the right buttons and see what's going on. Always a lot of fun. Lots and lots of fun we have. All right. Let's see if Facebook catches up with me. And there we go. It caught up. All right. Again, so any other prayer requests, bring them on. We'll share. See what God has us sharing here today. What's going to happen? And actually, let me bump this up just a little bit so you might be able to hear me just a little bit better. See what that does for us. Maybe even a little more. All right. There we go. Make it a little better on Facebook. Beep. Haven't seen you ladies in a while. Oh, you were wrestling with some illnesses. Ah, like sinus garbage and virus stuff. Oh, you were. Linda was healthy. Excellent. Linda was healthy. I'm glad to hear you don't get sick very often, because I just opened up to Job. Okay, Job 40, and those of you who've watched on Facebook here before, if I don't have a message prepared, which is most of the time, I just go with where God leads me. So we see where the Bible opens up to. It opened up to Job 40, and I'm sure I'll read some of that, and then it'll probably take me into the New Testament. And then, I know what's going on with this thing. Hold on, I might as well address this right now before it goes crazy on me. So bear with me for just a moment, and you're going to hear some scratchies and other craziness on number 6. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, maybe not. It's not as scratchy as I thought. Okay. got other noises, other magical noises to keep things interesting. Job 40. Let's see where we're going with this today. The Lord said to Job, "Will the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? Let him who accuses God answer him." Then Job answered the Lord, "I am unworthy. How can I reply to you? I put my hand over my mouth. I spoke once, but I have no answer. Twice, but I will say no more." So this is interesting. Now, you remember in the story with Job, Job was living prosperous. Everything was great. He was just greatly blessed because he was acknowledging God. He was making sacrifices for his family, even for his children, just in case they sinned, all right? And they didn't even know it, you know, because remember, we're living under the law at this point. And God declared, here's your Ten Commandments, here's everything's got to be run through. So Job, obviously, at this point, we're in chapter 40, so we're pretty heavy into all this. Job's just been beat up by the devil, okay? And at this point, he's declaring to God, he says, "I'm unworthy." Then the Lord spoke to Job out of the storm. And he said, "Brace yourself like a man. I will question you, and you will answer me." He said, "Will you discredit my justice, and will you condemn me to justify yourself? Do you have an arm like God, and can your voice thunder like his? Then adorn yourself with glory and splendor, and clothe yourself in honor and majesty. Unleash the fury of your wrath, and look at every proud man, and bring him low, and look at every proud man, and humble him, and crush the wicked where they stand, and bury them all in the dust together, and shroud their faces in the grave." So at this point, God's saying, hey, look, I can do this, all right? I give life, I take away life. Remember, this is pre-Jesus now, all right? They didn't have a Savior to go to. All they had to do was, they had to try and be righteous in the eyes of God. That was the only option that they had. And you know, it was tough. That's a tall order, you know, trying to be righteous, trying to live righteously on your own, which is why it's so awesome that Jesus came to do all that. So I'm kind of led here just to see where God's going to pull this off. It opens up into Romans 15. Romans 15, let's see how God completes the story here with this. So in Romans 15, I'll just start reading it and see where it goes. It says, "We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please his neighbor for his good to build him up." So right there, the first two verses of Romans chapter 15 are telling us our task is what? Is to encourage others, right? Not to tear them down. And that's what the devil, the devil does that horribly. I was in ministry with a person today for quite a while on the phone. And just sharing with me a lot of the things that had happened in life. And the devil was just taking every opportunity and twisting it and trying to make him feel like everything had to be earned on his part. You know, there was no grace, obviously. The enemy is not going to let you feel like there's any grace. It's going to feel like, hey, you're not good enough, which we know we're not. Romans 3:23 tells us that, right? All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We are all sinners. But hey, we got Christ, and we got the grace of God. We've got the new covenant now. So unlike Job, who didn't have Jesus, you know, to help bring things and reel things in, now we've got Jesus. We've got Jesus here. So in Romans 15, we've got that. So Romans 15, verse 3, "For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope." Be encouraged, right? "May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves and as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Then now in verse 7, it hits it really hard here. "Accept one another then just as Christ accepted you." That's a big one. "Accept one another just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the Jews on behalf of God's truth and to confirm the promises made to the patriarchs so that the Gentiles may glorify God for his mercy. For it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles. I will sing hymns to your name. And again it says, rejoice, O Gentiles." This is all of us now, right? All the non-Jews.
Rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again it says, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and sing praises to him, all ye peoples. And again Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will spring up, one who will arise to rule over the nations, and the Gentiles will hope in him. Wow. Romans 15 is really hitting heavy on some hope. We'll call this the hope chapter. How does that sound? Linda likes that one. I think it's a really good. Romans 15. Yeah, just read the whole thing. Ah, it's screaming. May the God of hope fill you all with joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So you saw what God did there, right? We had Job, not much hope. And then Romans 15, we had a chapter of hope. I love how the Lord always brings all that stuff back into us. Let's see. Let me bring the phone back up. It went crazy on me. All right, I don't see any other prayer requests on here, but for those of you on here, we're going to be doing prayer requests here shortly. So bring them on. Let's see what's going on here. We haven't seen a couple folks here in a while due to, they tell us, sicknesses and the like. So we will bring all this around. Tom, how are you, Tom? Good to see you here, as always. Let's see everybody here. So what's happening this week, Tom?
Well, I made it all the way back in last night from Hannibal.
From Hannibal?
It only took me 7.5 hours. But there was
almost... Oh, wait a minute. You said it only took you 7 minutes. So how long would it take a normal drive?
I never went over 80.
Understood. Carry on.
but there was such a beautiful moon. And it's still out tonight. And when you're going in Illinois and Indiana, unless you're in a city, it's really dark because there's no lights. The lights are off in a field somewhere in a house. Well, that moon shining lit up the roadway, and it got me all the way home.
Awesome.
Safely. No wrecks, no bumps, no tickets. It was just outstanding.
Bruce, you never did traffic detail, did you? Smart guy.
People that write tickets don't have friends. They don't.
You guys. Well, Tom, I'm glad to hear your travel. That's a good joy then. Awesome travels.
Yes. Right now, I think the closest thing is in Puerto Rico, where they've had 3 earthquakes over the past weeks, and there have been a lot of the houses that were just getting repaired got knocked off their foundations again. So I think a prayer for the people of Puerto Rico. Be something very good tonight.
Absolutely. And Australia with all the wildfires, right, in Australia. Absolutely. Thank you, my friend, for bringing that up. Debbie, it's great to see you again.
Thank you.
I'm hoping you've got some really cool testimonies from the store here.
Well, I haven't been in the store for a while.
Oh, you haven't? Well, you haven't.
Well, I was there today.
You have good testimonies for us anyway.
Actually, what's been on my mind and my heart is the Iranian and U.S. situation.
Yep, that's another one, yeah.
I'm glad it has de-escalated, but my heart just goes out for the families of the airline that was, and they did decide that it was Iranian. Iranian target that put it down.
Right.
And so there's, you know, a lot of death, but we also had the availability to not have death, so that was good. We need our soldiers, our men and women safe. So that's what's been on my mind. Our family has been having lot of celebrations, and so we'll be having two more in this next week or so, and birthdays and people in from out of town. So
neat.
That's a blessing.
So this is in addition to all the regular holiday stuff? Wow.
Yeah.
Extra blessings.
Yeah.
Bonus tracks.
Sarah and Kate are coming in, and John's celebrating his 50th birthday, so we're giving him a big party. So
nice.
It's nice.
50th birthday. Woo-hoo!
Continue to pray for Sonia and our ladies at church really blessed her, and she is ever so grateful. So that was a real treat for her.
Awesome. So. Is she working on Sundays? Can we get her here on a Thursday or a Sunday? Or is she working nights? Or what's her
schedule?
She's
not working on Sundays, but for her to come here, it's 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's gas that she needs to use for getting back and forth to work.
Yeah, I get
so
that.
She has a church that she regularly attends.
That's the most important thing. She's going to a church.
That's closer.
Excellent. Yeah. Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm glad she is. Good. I've got some stuff that came in on Facebook. Peter, I've got you written down here. We're going to lift you up here in a moment when we get in our circle for some anxieties and some other crazy stuff. And Mary is lifting up for people. This is a good one, of course. Another thing, people being attacked, you know, for their beliefs, for their religious beliefs, because they shouldn't be attacked, period. That's one of the things that at least had been so good about America, right? The ability to worship freely, and even if you're worshiping trees, you know, I mean, you're allowed to do that. Hi, Linda.
Hello. I have a joy. I'm back to V&V. And I missed that while I was gone for the Christmas vacation.
You're back.
I'm back.
At V&V.
And my friend, Lizzie, is helping me with oxen.
Does she hit the button? No. Let's try the button on the bottom. Or maybe, oh, no, it's working. Sure was. I can hear you, Linda. Keep going. So your friend Lizzie, what's going on with your friend Lizzie? Okay, so you said, did you say auction?
Yeah.
Okay, to be in the auction, you have to be partnered with another artist. Is that what you said? And oh, with an artist. Okay, so in order for your artwork to be auctioned,
yes.
Right, you need to be going in with a artist that does not have a disability.
Yes.
All right, you need to get paired up. That's how you get. Okay, so do you have you found one? Is that who Lizzie is, or
that's who Lizzie
is? Okay, so friend Lizzie is an artist.
And all years I was thinking,
she is paired with Linda. Battery might have died too. Why don't you hand that to me? Keep talking. I'm listening. I think you got it.
I wanted to do a clock.
You got it.
With all butterflies.
We love all your butterfly artwork.
But something else came up.
Ooh, something has superseded the butterflies. What could be what could be more awesome than butterflies?
It would be
for
a butterfly, Dale, but a different way. Tuesday, they have a meeting with us how we can do shows, and we will be part of the shows now. And something came up in my mind. Butterfly is flying in the sky with all the people who need to abide. They're riding the butterfly.
People will be riding the butterfly. This sounds like a King's Island ride. Okay, so, or Disney. Okay, and this is nice. Okay, so people will be riding the butterflies. This is
yes.
good. Okay.
So.
Seems like there was a song about this too, but go on.
I was telling Lizzie about this.
I think the battery's dying on that. It's going to be your auction piece. People riding the butterflies. Beautiful. I'm pretty sure the battery's died on that, Bruce, because she turned it. He turned it back on, and she didn't touch anything.
And we don't know how it will look.
Yeah.
But that's yours for me.
That'd be fun. That'd be fun. So, have you already started this artwork? So you already have started.
I can show you when we get done.
Okay, good. You'll show me a picture later. That's good.
Yeah.
Nice.
But that's my joy.
That's an awesome joy. That is an awesome, awesome joy. That'll be a lot of fun. Ruth?
Yeah.
Ruth, you said came back. Oh, came back to V&V
yeah.
after the break.
Yeah.
Ruth is back. That's awesome. Nice. Nice. Glad to hear your friend Ruth is back. These are great and wondrous things. Bruce, what has been happening in your world?
I'd like to prayer to our sister Rita battling back, Sunday.
Yep, prayers for Rita, absolutely. Donna is leaving on Thursday morning, headed down to Florida to open up the house for you. Well, how awesome is that? You get her to go down and just make it just it's like royal. You feel like royalty walking in, right? Everything's prepared and laid out for you. Oh, she goes down and kills the spider. Now you're not going to tell me you're afraid of spiders. Okay. We actually, what's funny about that, and the reason I asked that, at the wedding we did on Saturday, Pastor Tom was his name, and one of the things that he shared is a message that he was going with him. He's known the family really well. He has this fear of spiders, and he's a pretty good sized guy. All right, he's not like quite like Scott, but anyway, he's got this fear of spiders. Well, one of these games they like to play, tricks they like to play on him in Florida, is they'd go outside with a flashlight at night. And they'd shine it in the field. And when they shine it in the field, you see all these little spots. And they kept telling them those were spider eyes, which would freak them out. It reflects off the spider's eyes. Oh, yeah. So we're in all the spider stuff, but clean out the spiders. That's good. Misty has shared a request. She's got the college. Going back into college. Got college classes. And just prayers to stay focused. I get all that. Actually, she wrote some more here. Let me click the button. If I can hit the right button. Here we go. Let's see. Stay focused and organized along with what would you mind praying for the ministry I do at my church, which is changing the message on the church sign. Oh, that's neat. So she gets to choose what the message is going to be at the church sign. Absolutely. Inspiration for changing the church sign message. That's really good. And I would recommend to you, Misty, to if when in doubt, do what you see me do here. Just open up the Bible and see what God has for you. Because those are always good things. Mickey's joined us. Earl's joined us. Julie and Julia's joined us. So if you have any prayer requests, please type them now because we're kind of wrapping up here, getting ready to get into our circle. Let's see. What else did I want to do? Oh, Peter had shared something extra. He said, I almost forgot. Mainly, I get some more speech therapy next month, praying for actual communications instead of just social media. So we're adding that to your clear speech, my friend. Clear speech for you, for Peter. Peter's the guy. Did I show you the picture of Jesus sitting, or Santa rather, sitting on the knee of Jesus? Did I show you that artwork? That Peter actually drew that for me. He's very gifted in that. Neat stuff. Neat stuff. Okay, well, I think we'll probably get ourselves over here into the circle. Oh, thank you. Yeah, Tim and Carol and Jan. Jan and Dick Stewart, yeah. What's been going on? I forgot. What was going on with Doug? Right? He had arm surgery? He had surgery on his arm. Oh, like a, oh, you said a shunt or port? Like a port? Okay. Yeah, yeah, Doug and Nancy. That's right. Everybody needs, it's all good. Yeah, we could just, we got a list. We got a list. Let's get together and lift this up. Who, Nancy's? Nancy's grandson? Yeah. All right, we are going to lift all these things up. Lift them all up to Jesus. We're doing what, a pentagon today, right? We're doing our pentagon. Yeah. Well, maybe. Well, now it was kind of more of a... There we go. Now we got pentagon. Oh, but our God is good. Our God is able. So, Lord, I thank you once again for gathering here, a gathering of the saints on Thursday nights, and for all those able to join us here on Facebook. We've been blessed with a lot of great music today. A lot of good prayer warriors, people that are here to lift up, because God hears it. We're declared, the Hebrews 11:6 tells us that God rewards those who diligently seek him, and for those of you now who are wondering what that really means, that means seeking to know more about God, getting into his word, listening to different sermons, getting different messages, just getting the word. Because we're told, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. You got to get the word in. But the people here, though, we're here to lift this up and love God. So God hears us. James 5:16 tells us the effective, fervent prayers of the righteous bring much. And you're thinking, righteous? Am I righteous? Yeah, you are. You are righteous because the word of God tells us that if you believe in Jesus, you are made righteous, right? Jesus makes us righteous. So God hears. God here. So, Lord, I'm lifting up many. I've had a lot of different people. I've been in ministry here within the past day or two. I'm lifting up Brother Keith. Keith has been dealing with a lot of stuff that's been keeping him in bondage, physically, emotionally, different condemnation and the like. You heard me mention that a few different times tonight. It's been heavy on my heart. So, Lord, I just thank you that your word in Lamentations 3:22-23 just declares to us and makes it clear to us that God forgives. God just forgives and forgets. So that what those verses essentially say is that when we sin, when we make a mistake, the moment that we recognize that mistake, that we agree with God, we are forgiven at that point. And then the following verse, Lamentations 3:23, tells us that his mercies are fresh and new every morning. So that means that when you wake up the next morning, clean slate. The chalkboard has been washed clean with water and the blood, right? With water and the blood. So thank you, Jesus, for freedom and peace. Lord, we're lifting up Michelle's friend, the family. This lady's husband had a heart attack and passed. So we just speak peace for the family. God, you alone can bring that peace which surpasses all understanding. We're lifting up all the people during this time of year, Lord, especially they're dealing with different junk, with sicknesses and illnesses, sinus garbage, flu garbage, just go down the list. Viruses, just this is that time of year when the enemy just really has a field day, and we all use the excuse of the cold weather and the like, but at the end of the day, it's darkness ramping, and we see it in the wars that we're seeing, and the attacks, and the missiles, and all these things. But by the grace of God, though, we have the power of Jesus Christ to come against all these things. So right now we stand upon the authority and the power in the glorious name of Yeshua Christ Jesus, and we command that all things contrary to the word and will of God bow to the mighty name of Jesus and flee. So Lord, everyone who's listening to this right now, I thank you that any sicknesses they're enduring, any emotional peace that they need, just junk, it goes. They are set free in the name of Jesus Christ. We have, Lord, we're lifting up the upcoming Chrysalis flights. The girls' Chrysalis flight for Northern Lights Emmaus starts next Saturday, the 18th. Are you on? Are you on team?
Yeah.
You're not? Okay. But are you? Okay, good. Juan is on team? Excellent. That's good. And actually, I'm on the boys' flight, which is the following month. doing the music lead. And we have, and Lord, also for the walks that are coming up, that's coming up the end of March and early May is when our walks, the adult walks, for all that are coming through. Lord, I'm lifting up Holly and Jesse. They were the couple that were married this weekend, and just great blessings for them. It was a great time. Great time is awesome blessings. We're lifting up Rita. We're lifting up Rita. We haven't seen Rita in a few weeks. She's dealing with pneumonia. She had some kind of a test to determine if she had experienced a stroke. I'm not quite sure how they do this test, but anyway, apparently they decided that she did. Although I have to presume it was a minor one, you know, because she's been moving around and the like. But still, there's different concerns there. So Lord, we just thank you that whatever needs to be reversed and undone is undone, and just health and healing for Rita. And for Kelsey, similar garbage, not the stroke stuff, but Lyme, kidney, spleen, just things that have just been aggravating her. She had, she had a child 3 months ago, I think is what it was. Luke, if I remember correctly, little baby. She posts pictures, of course. He's just, you know, adorable, you know. But there's things that are still nagging on her, and this stuff on top of taking care of a baby, I know is hard. So Lord, just bless her and set her free from this. So Lyme disease, go kidneys, be at peace. Spleen, be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Mary's asking prayers for Brian, who's dealing with he has an reaction to chemo. He's going through chemo now, so. Lord, I thank you that his body just is at peace, and he's healed of that, so he didn't need that chemo stuff anymore. Because we've seen that happen. God is good. God takes care of all these things. Lord, I'm thanking for your travel mercies that you were so good to bless Tom with in the moonlight. It's almost romantic, Tom. You're by yourself, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Had the music on there, right?
The
you in the car.
The Gaithers.
Oh, in the Gaithers. You were listening to the Gaithers. Well done. Well done. And Lord, we're lifting up Puerto Rico, the earthquakes in Puerto Rico, the wildfires in Australia, the different conflicts happening between Iran and the USA, and especially for the families of that airliner that presumably mistakenly was shot down. I'd be hard-pressed to think that someone either side would purposely do that, but things can get crazy in those times. And thank you, Lord, for more celebrations upcoming, 50th birthdays and all the other different get-togethers that are good. Lord, we're lifting up Peter for different things that have been wrestling with him, different anxieties, and we just speak clear speech to you, Peter, just a clear speech. So tongue be loosed. And that speech therapist is just amazed. Like, what do you hear? You sound great. Everything, you're taken care of. You're healed. We're also lifting up people that have been... They've been enduring different attacks for their beliefs. And these things should not happen anywhere, especially in the United States of America. This is, you know, religious freedom is a fundamental right here. And these things should not happen. So, Lord, we just come against that darkness that is just stirring up and messing with all these things. Thank you, Lord, that Linda's back at V&V, as is Ruth. And especially thank you for getting together with Lizzie, all right, and doing your art stuff. That's going to be awesome. And that's why I like your concept here, right? You're going to have the people on the butterflies. People riding on the butterflies. That'll be awesome. That'll be good. Now, you doing the butterflies, and is she doing the people, or are you doing you drawing the people too?
She will draw the people.
She'll draw the people?
Yeah.
Okay. And you'll do the butterflies.
Together.
Nice. You'll do it all together. That'll be fun.
One, I do one.
Fantastic. That'll be a lot of fun. So thank you, Lord, for all that stuff. That's so neat. Lord, we're lifting up Misty and... for her college classes, for that matter, we can lift up Melody and Brandon and all of our college students. So, Lord, just give her clarity, give her understanding, give her wisdom. And Lord, I thank you that you give her good, clear direction. She's got a neat responsibility of changing the sign in the church, the message that people will see as they come in. So, Lord, show her the way. Show her the way. And as I said, Misty, just when in doubt, open up that Bible. God will show you what we're looking to do. Travel mercies for Donna and for Bruce soon. When are you leaving, Bruce? She's going to... Oh, you'll go whenever. Bruce, happy go late. Oh, go when I feel like it. You get hungry enough. And Lord, for many here still that there are members of this church, Tim and Carol and Jan and Dick Stewart and Doug and Nancy Beckman and many others, Lord, that have been in just enduring a lot of... a lot of hardships, physical, emotional. I thank you, Lord. We just speak life, life, strength, and glory. And just full healing for them in the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. For God is good. God is able. Yes, ma'am. What else?
Herbie.
And for Herb? Herb's nephew passed away last week. 45-year-old? Was it sudden, I guess? Or no, he'd been enduring something? Okay. Just peace for the family then for Herb. And Herb and his sister. Okay, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Anything else? Just join me in the Lord. Join me in the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Come around here, Linda. Linda has to do our favorite send-off here.
What the people say. And
the people said amen, right? They said amen. Glad you can hang out with us here on Thursday night. We'll be here again next Thursday night, so hang out with us. Remember, your healing belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. Receive it, claim it, tell the darkness to leave because Jesus gave you that authority and that right. We will see you next week.